Everyone, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Cypher Sounds, and Tony Charlene.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is I. Why am I speaking like this? You know, Brett, we've been speaking a lot about Halloween because it's my favorite holiday. So I might continue that with our guests on the show. Tony back in the saddle and Cypher Sounds. I know you back on the show. I believe you did it at Del Close Marathon at some point, right? Am I misremembering that?
Have I done Del Close Marathon?
No, Improv for Humans Close. Oh, no, welcome to the show then.
Thanks for having me. This is a big deal for me.
Well, because
I'm
too.
Human.
Yes, you are human. And from New York City is where I know Cypher Sounds. We were possibly going to have you on the show last week, but you were in Vegas. So I just want to start there. What? Tell me about Vegas. What were you doing there?
So, you know, the comedy club, the Comedy Cellar?
Sure.
They have a new spot in Vegas, and it's finally opened back up after the global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a week there working on some jokes and material, and it's in the Rio, so it's utterly depressing for the most of the day until you do the show.
It's in Reno, you said?
Rio, the Hotel Rio in Vegas.
Oh, I don't know the Hotel Rio. Is that a depressing place?
Yeah, it's like it was like built in the early 90s and it was supposed to be like state of the art back then.
Yeah.
And they haven't touched it since. Like nothing. So the rooms are pretty big, but they're just old and gross.
All right, we cut to us checking into this. Yeah, sweetie, this hotel was built in the 90s when I was kind of in my prime. Like, this is this is a grunge hotel.
A grunge hotel. Okay. Like, oh, like a kitschy sort of, like, theme thing, like a grunge sort of, like, Seattle thing? Because it just looks, I don't want to complain. I don't want to, but also, it just looks gross.
Yeah, 90s, we didn't complain as much as people do now, so
okay.
Be cool in the hotel.
All right, well, we're not
Dad.
In the 90s.
Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, I can't get on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, we didn't have Wi-Fi in the 90s, so I don't know if that's really important inside this hotel.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Wi-Fi came until way into the 2000s. We didn't even have email until, I think, what, 98?
Okay. I thought.
Why do we need email here? We're all together. We don't need to email each other or Wi-Fi each other.
Yeah, but it's
text,
a family vacation.
Snapchat each
okay.
other.
All right, sure.
They have a pool here. They've had a pool in every decade. They had a pool back in the 90s.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees outside, Pops.
You don't think it's heated? It might be a Seattle-themed pool, though. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, let's... Okay.
Oh, there's like a baby in the pool with his penis out.
That was okay in the 90s.
Oh,
it's like this has a real Nirvana sort of feel to it.
Yeah, it's super Nirvana, actually. It's mostly Nirvana. It should be just a Nirvana hotel. That'd be a cool name for a hotel in Vegas, actually.
Hey, I don't want to speak for Danny here. Mm-hmm. A matter of fact, but this feels like a family meeting. Let it go.
Let it go. Is that a song from the 90s?
No,
I don't remember that one.
You were cut from Nirvana before they even really became Nirvana. And it feels like you're trying to live it out.
Whoa. I was in Nirvana. If you look at the Wikipedia, there's a little bar.
Yeah, you keep correcting it.
A short little orange bar at the beginning of Nirvana. That's
nobody,
me on.
The trombone didn't fit the band, Pops. Like, it just didn't fit.
Yeah.
It fit the early band. Do you see the Sparks documentary? You just go through different phases.
Okay. All right.
There's different phases of a band, and I was trombone era. Before Courtney Love ruined Nirvana.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here
All right. Go. Hey, let's just enjoy this 90s hotel. Okay. Yeah. This kind of grungy setback time.
What era would you rather be in? We don't have to check in.
No, I mean, if we're gonna go,
I didn't even know
school,
it was gonna be
go,
this way. I saw Rio, I thought it was gonna be 80s, like a Duran Duran thing.
If you're gonna go old school, you gotta go all the way old school. You know, a Frank Sinatra era, Sammy Davis Jr.,
that
Dean
would
Martin.
Be fun.
Because there was computers in the 90s, but no Wi-Fi, so it's confusing to me, Dad. It's confusing.
Yeah, you're
computers
confusing
were
Danny.
Confusing in the 90s.
You're confusing him. All right, let's enjoy
Frank Sinatra.
You said you wanted to plan the family vacation and you planned it, okay? And this is just the lobby area, so let's do it. Let's enjoy
All
it.
All right. You guys, I assume you want to go gamble. That's why most people come to Vegas. What?
Yeah. Danny can't gamble, but yeah, that's
Oh my god, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
They don't have like a kids gambling area? They have to have a gambling area for kids. Like they gamble candy?
No, the only gambling that would be related to the 90s Seattle would be like, is this heroin gonna kill me or not? You know? Like if I shoot this up, will I die?
That sounds more of a theme that would go right now, but yeah, okay.
Oh, they weren't doing heroin in the 90s?
Okay, if you want me to get on that soapbox, at least we knew it was heroin back then.
Oh, here we go again.
At
here
least we,
go. We
oh, knew
heroin
it was heroin.
Was so pure before, in your day.
Before Courtney Love put a bunch of
back
stuff
in the day,
in
heroin used to be That's great you, until okay. you kids fucked it up.
Okay, all right, all
you
right.
You got to put a cherry on top. Heroin used to be fun. You used to do it. Get into a nice little squatting position, like a chair. You ever see a human form their own chair?
Yeah.
No.
I've seen it on the internet. You know, if I had Wi-Fi, this iPad is literally just a desk lamp.
Let's talk some more about that.
I believe emails were like sent in the 70s, right?
Really?
Oh,
is that crazy?
For real?
I
didn't know the word email until.
Please edit this out. If
probably like in some military experiments. Yeah.
I had computers in 89, or I guess 86.
But okay, so.
In college. And I think we could email each other within the confines of Amherst College. Oh, like but I don't think I could go anywhere out of that, could I?
That's more like an intranet.
Yeah.
I don't internal. Know when it changed. And I don't remember like looking at the World Wide Web until 98.
Well, was the web, was the World Wide Web when like in war games when they would put the phone to that receiver, was that? The internet? Was that the web? It was transmitting, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very early. ARPANET, they called it.
What year did War Games come out, do you think?
War Games had to be 85, 86?
83.
That's a good...
Wait, is War Games before Ferris Bueller?
It's 83. Yeah.
So remind me, War Games is we've lost control of the computer is starting a countdown and we've lost control of it. Is that what it
is? Yeah. The kid hacked the system, Matthew Broderick, and then they wanted to play a game, but the computer didn't know it was just a game and it was about to launch the rockets for World War III.
And it was his fault? Was it Matthew Broderick's fault?
I don't remember if it was his fault.
That's weird to put the onus on the little kid in the plot.
Because he hacked the system and he set it off.
Okay, let's cut to 6 months after all the nukes have gone off. And we'd just like to interview your son. I know it's been 6 months, and the survivors of planet Earth, we feel we're owed some answers from your son.
Yeah, he's a child, and he's...
He's a child that's ended the world, so we want some answers.
Hey, I'm mad at him, too, okay? Yeah, I'm mad at him,
strong, too. Ended is a strong term. We're still
here. Oh, there he is. We have questions.
Do you want to do the interview?
Yes.
I'm talking to my child. Do you want to do the interview?
Yes, Mom, I want to do the interview. I don't know why you keep me sheltered.
Because you destroyed the world, honey. You destroyed the world.
And survived.
Okay.
If you had died when setting off the nukes, there would have been maybe some justice in that. But somehow you survived.
I didn't make the nukes, you know?
There was a safety system in place. You got past that.
Okay.
Why? That's the first question. Why?
Because
I'm not even recording yet. Let me turn on my tape recorder. It's hard to find a working tape recorder. They've all been nuked.
Okay. I understand your frustration, sir. Or do I call you sir or general?
Oh, there are no rules anymore. There's barely one left.
Okay, so...
I used to be the vice president, and before then I worked for CNN. I was a reporter.
I have no problem answering your questions, but my question is to you is, why do you want to ask me questions? It's over. Just start fresh.
Because before we can move on, we need closure, and to have closure.
Okay.
A lot of people want you dead, okay?
Wow.
That's the elephant in the room right now. A lot of people just want to kill you because there aren't many rules out there. And a lot of people are like, hey, he killed not only my whole family, but everyone at my school and everyone in my neighborhood.
Okay. And
I want some answers.
I don't mean to interject, but I'm also going to be asking you answers, sir, former vice president.
You're asking me answers?
Yeah.
My mom
loves to ask answers. My mom always asks questions in the form of an answer.
Has she been mutated? Have you mutated your mom's brain to only ask answers?
That's right. Listen, the only thing we have to watch is all the VHS taped episodes of Jeopardy that I loved.
Oh, God. You tape Jeopardy. You're that type of family. Ugh.
Yeah.
Why? What made you want to hack in to the Pentagon's missile system that was built to protect you and your family in the United States of these Americas?
Okay, the whole thing about it is that I was trying to prove to you that it could be done. That was it. As a humanitarian, I was trying to let you guys know it could be hacked.
Why don't you just tell us?
Oh, come on. You guys never see anything until you're shown it in your face. You guys are so old school and stuck in your ways. And I felt like I had to do. I didn't know it would go this far. I thought you guys would have a system to shut it down.
Oh, and that was another question. How are you able to hack into the system? You're that brilliant, but you're not smart enough to shut it down.
Well, my mom always says I don't finish things. I never watch Final Jeopardy. You know, I watched round one, then I watched a quick, you know, player interview, and then
we love a
double Jeopardy. Oh,
that's the worst part. Some people just check into the Final Jeopardy.
What? Are you crazy? Final Jeopardy is
player interview. These people are the worst people on earth. Who wants
always
to have
bet
an interview
zero.
With them?
Because you always bet zero because these people think they're too smart and they're going to answer the wrong thing and they're going to lose all their money. The trick is to keep your money. So just bet zero.
Another question, are these all the questions?
Okay.
Another question is, why have such a high ratio of Jeopardy winners survived?
Okay, if you want to know the truth,
almost one out of three survivors is a Jeopardy winner. What's the odds of that?
We had a newsletter and I warned them.
So you knew this was going to happen.
I set this off. I thought it was
to
possible.
To have Jeopardy winners survive the Holocaust.
Okay. Who would you rather talk to at the at the post-Holocaust, who would you rather talk to? Just some schmucks that listen to, you know, grunge? or would you rather like some people that actually have some knowledge and facts? You ever saw the Twilight Zone where the penguin broke his glasses in the library?
Burgess Meredith, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I wish that was the penguin character.
You know what I mean? The guy who played the penguin.
Burgess Meredith.
Okay. Jeopardy, September 11th, 2009. TV characters. Who played the penguin? Or the penguin was played by, you know? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you're going to wait till the end of the world, who do you want to talk to? People who know lots of things. Those are the people that are able to rebuild the earth.
No, you want Wheel of Fortune? Survive with people who have profound opinions on music, who can really like talk about a song and have opinions on it and say, hey, did you see that, Doc? That's the type of people you want surviving. Oh, those people.
Really? Really? You want all the survivors of a Holocaust to be people who played Can I Beat Shazam?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Totally.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Jamie Foxx to you is a better game show host than Alex Trebek, Canadian's number one import.
Well, Steve Harvey's better than them all, so I don't even play this game.
Oh, are you serious? Have you been to a Family Feud taping? Sir.
That is just Thanks, about Mom. Enough.
Let's talk some more about that.
Tony, are you a Vegas fan?
You know, I haven't been to Vegas in a while. Like, I don't think I did it once as an adult. The charm of being able to drink wherever, in a car, just out and about, amazing. Absolutely amazing. But I don't think, and I've only recently got into gambling. So I think if I went back, I would have a special appreciation for it.
What's your game?
It was like, I like, three, oh boy, see, this is how much I've gotten into it, meaning I've played it just a few times.
I can't wait. What is this?
It's
three.
Oh no. It's you can play as a group against the house. You can show your
throw the ring on the Coke bottle.
Yeah, it's
is it the
amazing.
Three cups where they're jumbling around the three cups,
and you don't know where it is, yeah. And it's over here and it's over there. Every time it gets,
you do you mean three Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em is fun.
Is it a card game?
It's a card
poker
game.
Poker derivative.
This is so sad.
Is it blackjack?
So you
it's
have
not blackjack.
No. I am so mad at myself. I can't think of the name. So you have, I believe, five cards. You have to make a hand. You get five cards, and you have to make a three hand and then a two hand. But your two hand can't.
We cut this. It's she's doing the same explanation, and we're at the table and some other people around the table. Okay, she's okay. Pretending like she doesn't know what she's doing because she's a card shark. I've seen this before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm.
All right, we all know how to play.
Okay. All right. So. Okay.
You start.
But I can. I'll start. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'll start. All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna make a.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Let's. Yeah.
My name's Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. What's your name?
Tony.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
What's your name, sir?
How.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Sorry.
How?
I've seen card sharks before in Vegas. So you don't have to do the whole, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't
Are
know what the name of the, yeah, I don't know what the name of the game is.
I don't know what the, and I refuse to look at this table to figure out what it is. Okay. But I.
Okay. Don't, I get it. We're not, right. I'm not a mark.
All right. Well, and I can't stress this enough. I'm not a shark.
Yeah, you're a hustler. You're a hustler.
Not a exactly. hustler. All right. So I'm going to make a, I have seven cards, I think.
Yeah, so we all have seven cards.
So I'm going to make a, hand that is good, but not as good as my three hand.
Okay, and I'm going to do a twozer and pass you a four and put a five on that.
Jesus Christ. Wait, we can switch cards?
Can we switch cards?
Can we switch cards?
Don't act like you don't know.
We can't switch cards because that's insane. All right. But we're all going against the house. We're all going, but, and you guys can.
Okay, I'm
going to
call security over here. If you keep acting like you don't know what you're doing, this is starting to bug me.
All right. All right. I guess
every game is against the house. Yeah.
I know.
We don't get to set up card games in here.
Yeah, you're trying to set up like a separate card game?
Would you be in?
You can't do that. You can't just set a table aside and make your own card game.
I was just saying if there was one outside.
You're trying to scam us. You're trying to get us away from the house, act like you don't know what the game is, what the name of it is even.
How well have you done today, guys?
Average.
Average.
Breaking even.
I'm below average today. If you want to be honest,
I love honesty.
Just admit you know what the name of the game is. That would be almost impossible to play a game more than once and not know what it's called.
Well,
just don't treat me like an idiot. Just because I'm not from here.
Hey, I'm not treating you like an idiot. I'm just playing cards too. Oh, it looks like. Looks like
just
we
say
all
the
lost.
Name of the game. Right. I refuse to play with you. This is just too weird.
Actually,
Hal, do you agree with me?
Yeah, you're at the part where you have to yell out the name of the game. Got your seven cards, and this is where you yell it out.
I thought there was
like Yahtzee, but not Yahtzee.
Yeah. Uno. It's like Uno.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Uno or Yahtzee.
You yelling blackjack too, right? You yelling blackjack if you have blackjack. Do they yell it?
Yeah. Or every fire. You ever play fire?
I declare war. You yell out the every card game. You yell out the name.
New cards. I can also bet that you might win.
You can't take side
That's a
bets
part of this
on
game.
Tables.
No, but you can. But you can. I believe so.
No.
No, I'm saying this is on the table. Unless you want to do a side game, then I'm in. But I'm saying at this table, I could bet that you.
Okay, I bet you do not know the name of this game.
I'll take that action.
I bet you that you do not know the name of this game.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying all along.
Okay, but you want to bet against that?
Is it a reading thing?
I mean, you guys.
You know,
I am dyslexic.
Obstinate.
Not a reading thing. Okay. You guys are here. Do you tell me the name of this game?
No, that's the bet.
I feel you're. My cousin worked for MTV, and my cousin worked for MTV. He had to interview R. Kelly. And R. Kelly's notoriously illiterate, and they try to give him cue cards, and he kind of. Was hustling and busting around like you are because he couldn't read the cue cards. Mm. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're acting like R. Kelly.
Please don't please don't compare me to. That's the third time I've gotten that today, and please don't compare me to.
Well, I don't want to gamble with R. Kelly either. So just if you want to take this bet, I bet you do not know the name of it.
I'm not going to take that bet. I bet you don't know the name of this game.
Oh, please. Now you're hustling us.
You know, I know something, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, she's got a point there. I've never heard you say the game. Matt.
It only looks like I'm backing away.
Matt,
you're really back. Matt!
Matt!
Fuck.
You left all his chips.
Yeah.
We cut to another part of this casino, and it's just a different group of people. All right, step right up. Who wants to take the coin flip? Heads or tails?
I'll take it. Oh, 50 on tails. Right.
50 on tails.
50 on tails.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Nobody knows. Will it be head? Will it be the tail? If I miss, you're going to jail. Oh, heads it is.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Fuck.
Heads or tails? Heads or tails? Who wants to go?
Go again. Go again.
All right. 50 again. On tails. 50 okay. On tails.
Oh, easy, tails? High spender.
Okay, let's see here.
Bar mitzvah money.
Oh, I know.
And flippity-doo, flippity-roo. Is it a Christian? Is it a Jew?
Which one's which? What is that? Which one's that one? Christian.
Oh, you've never heard that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's heads. An old casino term. One side of a coin is the Christian side, and one's the Jewish side. You never heard that?
Oh, man.
Heads is Christians, obviously.
Oh, okay.
You got George Washington. You got who's the third guy? Jefferson.
Yeah, they're all Christian.
I see. I think,
now you
I
get
think
it?
I'm.
There's
I
always
I'm...
a bank on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt,
now you get
you
the
from...
slur.
Were you from that other? I see. Were you from that other table?
I'm running this table. What, sweetheart?
Sorry. I thought the guy next to you looked like a guy.
Oh,
from,
sorry.
From, yeah. from the other table.
Yes, I am.
Do you want to go back to that game? Double or nothing.
Which game? I've played a lot of games here.
The card game over there. I'll take that bet now. I'll take that bet now.
Matt, where'd
okay.
you go?
I'll take that bet.
Okay. What? How much?
100.
100
when you're
what?
250's back.
Okay, great.
100K.
Oh, 100K. Okay, great. I'll take it. Howell, are you into this?
Excuse me? Hey, how you doing? I work for the casino. Are you guys doing side bets? Are you guys, we were watching you from the camera and it looked like you had a lot of side action. Are you guys doing side bets?
You guys can tell gesticulation of.
Yeah, we got
side
all types
bets
of
experts.
No,
we have all types
you can't.
Of experts.
All types of experts.
Yeah, we have, the casino security is well advanced. We have lip reading experts and technicians.
Would you take a bet that I wasn't betting right there? I just was not. Doing a side bet?
Well, not allowed to bet on duty. We're not allowed to bet on duty. Sir.
Or step out into the street.
Okay. Guys, this is highly unorthodox, you know? Yeah, okay. I consider myself quite a good gambler because I watch it all day long and I see how people move, you know?
Do you want in on do you want in on this bet?
Yeah,
where
I
don't know a game.
And we do a super fast cut to 24 hours later where we see Tony and Matt and Hal in a hotel room and they all know each other. All right. This is how it's going to go down.
Okay.
Let's talk some more about that.
It's Pie Gal!
Ah.
I knew that you actually had it.
I didn't have it till I said, "Do you want to take that?"
I know, but I could see it in your eyes.
Pie gal.
Have you ever played it?
No. Is it like a poker-based game at least?
No. But it's so fun. And if you're into gambling but not losing a lot of money, you can play at the table for a long time. And also, some casinos allow this, some don't. You can show your cards to other people because it doesn't matter. There's no like switching or there's no like you can lay them on the table and be like, what do I do? And people can like be like, oh, I
okay. Let's cut to the smack in the middle of a Pie Gal game when that woman next to me keeps trying to show me her cards. Is that cool?
Does she like you?
I don't know, but I find it annoying.
I think she likes you.
I'm just gonna tell her, hey, can you stop showing me your cards?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. What? You keep showing everybody your cards and you keep shoving them in my face. Can you stop showing them?
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was showing my Jack 5-3 Ace King face. Are you trying to get my number or something? What's happening?
No, I find it I don't like pie gal tables where people use the fact that you can show everybody your hand.
Oh, someone's nagging me. Okay.
No, I'm nagging you so far that just please don't stick your cards in my face.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't stick your cards in my face.
And there's my Jack and pie gal.
Ah, man, she had a Jack. She had the Jack. You had the Jack. You could have laid it down. You had the Jack.
I did have the Jack. I could have helped you out.
All right, another round. Here we go.
I think she likes you, bro.
Would you stop? I'm married.
Oh. What? Oh
my God, I
it's Vegas.
Would look at my fucking cards.
You know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? You know?
I like to gamble and watch the sports games. I don't like the whole sex part of Vegas.
Oh, my God.
It makes me uncomfortable.
God, I wish there was a sports game on right now.
She likes sports. Just ask her what team she's into. Ask her what team she's into.
No way. That's my way of flirting. I am not doing that. Stop it with the cards. You're invading my space.
Oh my God, am I? Why don't you stop trying to talk to me if you don't want me to put my cards in your face?
Oh my God.
Why don't you just play the game, okay? I think you have a pie gal.
Oh yeah? Like, what does it look like?
It looks like the hand you have. It's time for you to shout pie gal.
Pie gal.
Oh my God.
Ugh, she reeks
pie
of fucking whiskey.
Gal.
Ugh, whiskey and Paul's.
Look, is it because of me? Is it me you think I'll tell your wife?
I don't want you to talk to her. I'm not into looking at cards.
I'm a great wingman. Adultery. I won't snitch on you.
Are either of you going to eat any of those cigarettes?
No, here.
Thank you.
Here, please.
I love cigarettes.
Oh God.
Man, she's eating tobacco.
Let's talk some more about that.
That makes me think of, and I'm sure there's some stand-up, if not 100, that does this bit, but what's up with Tootsie Rolls? Does anybody like to eat Tootsie Rolls?
Tootsie Rolls are not good.
You like Tootsie Rolls, Brett?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You wouldn't buy them?
I don't buy them, no, but
if they're at some old lady's house, you'll eat them.
Yes.
Okay. You ever seen the other flavors, Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
All the other flavors are better. There's like lime. There's like the green ones.
What?
Yeah, white ones.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Those are good.
I don't know about the white one, but I agree with you on the fruit flavor. I'd take any of the fruit flavored over the classic Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Do you go through your daughter's candy for Halloween? Or I don't even know if she went trick-or-treating.
Yeah, one, it's none of your goddamn business.
Maybe because I hear your wife talk about your daughter that I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
My friend found a white vial.
What?
She's from Toronto. She found a white vial with liquid in her kid's Halloween.
And
it was on the news that a bunch of people found them.
That's such a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
What was in him?
She's bringing it to the police station today.
Oh,
wow.
And they found syringes, too. People found syringes.
No.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Ugh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I thought all that shit was fake. The razor blade stories and stuff.
Wow, I think...
Well, To answer Tony's question, when Sydney gets home, she tells me what I get.
Whoa!
I get all her weird rejects.
Yeah.
That is...
or what she doesn't understand.
She gets to tell you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I love that. What a...
And if I try to eat some of hers, like we both like those sour worms.
Oh, yeah.
And she's asleep at fucking 11 p.m., and I'm all high. What's keeping me from eating those sour worms?
Is there anything?
No, I will. And then the next day, she wants to kill me.
Well, yeah.
She knows what's missing.
Man, I'm the youngest of two older brothers and a dad who was like, are you kidding me? I get all this fucking, not all of it, but yeah. My mom was also very concerned and she would divvy up the candy and then it was just merciless. My brothers would steal it. The audacity I would get to come home and tell anybody what they got is a treasure.
My older sister used to get her candy. She's the oldest and she would... inventory all of it, account for all of it, hide it away, and just use it as pure currency and control over her, the younger brothers and my dad who had tried to steal it. She could account for all of it. It was all a power move.
Oh, I absolutely love that there's dads for generations not caring and stealing candy from their kids.
Yeah. I remember one time I got cocky and I was like, if you can find it, you can have it. Right away, they all knew my one hiding spot in between my Raggedy Ann dolls. It was just man. That's fine.
I don't even celebrate Halloween. And I'm against it. And I thought when I had kids, I would force that on them. And then I was just if I don't let my kids play along, they're going to be such the oddballs in class. I don't want to put them through that.
Why are you against it?
I'm just super I don't believe in holidays. The real reason behind them, Thanksgiving, I really hate because, the real reason. And people are it's family time. I'm anytime is family time if you just make it family time.
Mm-hmm. But it forces you to have family time. And a lot of people, and maybe your family doesn't need it. I think a lot of families need it. Yeah, they do. To go, we got to get together. We got to do it. That's why Thanksgiving in particular can be both awesome and also volatile. Something goes off.
Yeah, all the time because it's forced.
You're really against it.
It's all forced.
I'm against Thanksgiving because I hate how much people talk about the Thanksgiving dinner. It makes me fucking ill.
You know what they sell in the supermarket all year long? All the ingredients to make a Thanksgiving dinner. You can't, we can only find this in November. You can find all those things any weekend and make the
thing. But it's a pain in the ass. So once again, it's forcing you to do something that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I didn't like turkey, so neither did my dad. So we'd always get barbecue. So I...
Well, I'd give thanks for. That I would give thanks for.
Okay, we gather around the oldest sister, Tony, who has her plastic pumpkin filled of candy. You actually inventory it?
Yeah, I do inventory it. If you want to get in line, get in line, okay?
There's only two of us. Is that really a line?
Yeah, it is.
What you have an Excel spreadsheet of all your different candies.
Going back for years.
Guys,
you have some sugar daddies that you got four Halloweens ago still in your inventory?
Absolutely do. Ugh. If you want to file a paper to get some of these candies... Then I need you to go ahead and start that process, okay? Because I'm doing inventory now, and if you want some at dinner, if you're going to want some throughout the week, I got to know. And, the Tootsie Rolls this year I'm going to throw in for free. Nobody likes them. And our little freak boy neighbor, Brett, but he's not coming over this year, okay? So I have those. I'm going to throw those in for free. And that can also be a little, you know, star gift for you or an incentive. But if you want to do business with me, let's get the ball rolling. If not, go play
okay,
with
I got
your
a good
Legos.
Trade. I got a good trade, but I want to know what it's worth.
Oh, a trade. Okay. Will you tell me?
I have a phone number from Bill, who plays on my soccer team, the center forward, who
oh,
you flirt with
Bill.
Every time he comes over here.
Oh man, I love Bill. He's so hot. That
if
is
you want his phone number, I want some fresh candy from this year.
All right, you.
I want a Mounds without the nut.
You want a Mounds? Great, you got it. Give me that number.
Is it from this year?
Yeah, it's from this year. I'll give you three of them. A Mounds?
What? Jesus You're rejecting Mounds? Sure, give me all the Mounds.
Give me that number.
We should. Oh,
oh Bill. God, he's so hot.
Here it goes.
Wait, cut to school the next day. Dude, did you give your little sister my number?
Yeah, she gave me three Mounds for it. You want one?
No, wait. Mounds is almond joy without the almonds?
Yeah, I guess it's without the joy.
Yeah.
Hi, dude. Bill.
Hey.
Oh, you're yes. so hey, hot.
Hey,
sorry
Court.
She comes on so strong.
Yeah, I mean, bro, that's not cool. You know I have a girlfriend.
I know.
I'm sorry. You know, the exchange of a phone number is
it's just
sacred.
A phone number. You don't have to.
Sacred.
You don't have to answer her.
Oh, my mom's in the hospital.
Oh,
my mom's in the hospital, and I didn't know if that was maybe the hospital calling.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I didn't know your mom was in the hospital.
Ring.
Hold on. I don't know this number. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this Bill? This is County Hospital. Is this Bill?
Yes. This is Bill. Is this about my mom?
This is about
this is
my, your
this
mom.
The hospital calling.
Hey. Your mom thinks that you should go out with Sarah because she's cute and she gets good
what?
Grades and has cool braces. Bill, it's me. Bill, you're so hot and on the soccer team. I have candy if you date me.
Oh, I hung up. Dude, that's your sister.
Oh,
she
man.
Pretended
I
she was
from the
hospital.
Look in your face, your mom and died.
She paused for so long. I thought she was about to tell me my mom died.
Oh, now that's you're not cool.
Come on, man.
Don't you like my sister's candy, though? All you have to do is hang out with her for like a half hour, and I bet you could score a ton of candy.
Man, I do.
She's sitting on a load of sour worms.
Seriously?
From this year. Fresh
sour worms.
Fresh sour worms, not that old Swedish fish she gives my brother and I from like 2 years ago, breaking
yeah.
teeth.
Yeah, I almost broke a molar eating the Swedish fish. She's a little annoying, your sister.
I know. We cut to a half hour later. He's gone for it. They're at the lunch table hanging out.
Hey.
So, man, it's...
Can I have some of your french fries?
Huh?
Can I have some of your french fries?
Yeah, sure. Listen.
Cool.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude, you know, like, you're a cute
Me
girl.
Me neither. Thank you.
Yeah. And I just feel weird, you know, like, I don't like mixing business with pleasure, you know?
What are we mixing right now? What's the business? Can I just say something? Are you trying to get my candy?
Okay.
Are you trying to get my candy? Because business is one thing, and you're right, pleasure is another. So if you're just hanging out with me to get candy,
okay.
You can go ahead and fuck off, and please don't tell my brother or my mom I said the F word.
Yeah,
okay?
Okay, first of all, how about we play this game? How about we play this game? Now you fucked up. So how
I
about
fucked
you
up? Please,
how about
again,
you hand over some
do
of those-
Please not tell them.
You to hand over some of those almond joys fresh, and I won't tell your parents you out here cursing using the F word.
Almond joys? You want almond joys?
Yeah.
Sure. Fuck, 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 yeah. fuck, fuck. You can have all my almond joys.
Good.
How about this?
We can't till later in the day, and he's just he's just pounding some Almond Joys at the locker. Hey, man, what do you got there? What the fuck? Where'd you get all those Almond Joys?
I got them from your sister.
How? You guys barely hung out. She seemed like she was angry with you. How'd you get all those Almond Joys?
Here's the deal, man. You got to know how to play the game. And you got to get some leverage. You know what I'm saying? You live with this girl and you don't even know how to pimp your own system. How about that?
Ring,
you got,
ring,
you got three.
You better get on. That could be the hospital.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Bill?
Yeah.
Your mother passed away today.
Hold on. Who is this?
This is Trinity over at the county hospital.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, are you fisting Almond Joys into your mouth right now? Your mother passed away.
Well, how do you know they're Almond Joys?
I can hear it, the way you're gnashing the coconut and the
because almonds and the crack way differently than a peanut that would be in a Snickers.
Some young girl visited her. She had a trick-or-treat bag full of candy. She left here. She was the last one to visit your mom before she died.
Was she spewing the F word?
I can't say yes or no according to my candy count here. I'm not going to divulge that information.
Okay, sorry. I got a prank call earlier about my mom, and I thought this was... Are you being serious? My mom died?
Yes, I'm being serious.
I need to call my dad.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, Brett, try to guess Tony's. You got to guess a candy in her top three. I think she really doesn't like mounds at all, is what I'm gathering from that last scene.
No, I doubt that is a popular candy. Mounds?
You don't think... Well, okay, I think the most popular would be the peanut butter cup. And then the Snickers. What would be number three?
Anything in those bags with the miniature, the mixtures.
Kit-Kat,
they would probably
maybe
put the top ones in there.
Mm. Kit Kat or Twix, maybe.
Or Smarties. Maybe you're a...
Smarties. Oh, like Smarties.
That's so old school.
You?
I didn't see one Smarties.
What's
in
Smarties?
The pumpkin. And I saw no candy corns in the pumpkin.
They're the like small chalky type of candies.
Oh yeah,
oh, please.
Like, little bottle caps.
So old school.
Yeah, like little small.
Are they like Nerds? Are they like candy? Or are they chocolate?
Yeah, it's a precursor to Nerds.
I'll say this: Nerds rope, pretty good.
Good.
Mm. Nerds rope.
You on that.
Nerds mm-hmm. rope.
Yeah.
It's like
Nerds
a
skeet.
That was the...
The worst is to hear the kids, which my daughter did, but she's not the only one, who rejects the candy as she's walking away or something.
Of course.
And I gotta go, Sydney!
Sydney, when we get home, you're gonna tell me which candy I can have.
You know what she was doing? Because the two girls she was trick-or-treating with have peanut allergies. She was rudely going up and going, they can't have any candy with peanuts in it. Like, not trick-or-treat. Just the disclaimer.
That probably makes people buy candy, like less candy with peanuts in it. But that would suck for people who can eat peanuts.
I'm telling you, these girls, that there was such a sweet, sad moment as we were finishing the whole round where one of them said, I wonder what it's like to eat candy with peanuts in it.
Aww.
And it was so, I felt so bad for her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And Danielle said something like, it's just, you know, they eat the sun butter or whatever it's called. I forget what it's called.
Because
she's like, it just tastes just like that. It's just like that.
But they don't know, what death is per se. So like they're just reacting to their parents being so strict about it. So they probably want to try
it. And the schools,
it, you know?
It's nuts how the schools are like these days. I don't know if it's this way all over, but certainly in Los Angeles, like you can't bring a peanut butter sandwich to school. It's like bringing a gun to school.
Exactly the same.
It's probably, there's more outrage in the peanut butter sandwich.
I pack snacks when I go and travel because I'm constantly worried I'm going to be hungry and won't be able to get food. Mm-hmm. And so I'll pack my own trail mix, I guess. But I get very nervous like eating it. So I'll like sneak it and just be like, I'll ask the people by me of like, do you have a nut allergy? Like,
oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, because if I don't know how sensitive it is.
Let's be that moment. Let's where are we?
We're in a flight on an airplane.
Okay. In the Rockies, look.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Well,
very beautiful.
Oh, is that the Rockies?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, so we're like in mountain time right now.
Yes.
We're like in mountain time, right?
Yeah, a lot of.
Yeah,
because the mountain time, I guess, is the Rockies.
This woman just grabbed my shoulder. What's like, that? Right?
Oh. Sorry, I kept trying to jump in, and then it was like, you know.
Yeah, we love the Rockies. That's why we take this flight.
Yeah. Oh, that's why? Just to see the, yeah. You know.
We want to make sure we pass over the Rockies.
Yeah, it's faster to connect through Houston, but we'd rather connect through Denver.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We want to see the Rockies.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll just look at the Rockies though.
Okay, great. Yeah, no need to look over here.
Are you okay?
Did you just belch on me?
I did so much Chico. I'm so sorry. This isn't a part of that.
Oh, look, there's a Rocky top.
Just
wait, but how
in.
Is there?
Just go in and ask them.
Dad, how is there snow on the mountains, but it's not even winter yet?
I know. Isn't that interesting? Because mountains are so elevated that it's cold up there, and there can be snow on mountaintops.
But we're
all
higher
year
than
round.
The mountain, and I'm not even cold right now.
Excuse me. I'm back.
Go ahead.
I didn't really go, but I'm
I thought you made your point.
I cleared. No, it wasn't to turn and.
I thought you just wanted to belt on us.
No, I am so sorry for that. I have a little snack pack. Are either of you?
No, thank you.
No, not for you guys, although I should have.
You know what would
that.
Be crazy if Rocky, like, instead of going up those steps, Dad, what about this? Mm-hmm. When he's training,
he goes up the mountain. What if.
Whoa! Did you cut off my son's idea?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm really.
Go ahead, son. What if Rocky?
Like, you know, remember in the movie when he ran up the steps and it's like a big deal? But then in Rocky 4, when he's training against the Russian, he was training like outside.
Mm-hmm.
So what if he ran up the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and it was like Rocky and the Rockies, you know?
Yeah, that was the best.
He ate a lot of protein. Speaking of protein, I have some nuts in a bag. I have nuts in a bag. Are either of
Bing,
you allergic to?
Bing.
Okay. Did I trigger something?
Hi, can we help you?
Yes. This woman next to us, first off, she belched in my face. And now she's telling me she brought nuts onto the plane?
No, ma'am.
Well, I was just asking. I did bring them up.
Get the duct tape.
What?
Duct tape.
No. No. Excuse me.
What gives you the right, do you think, to have nuts on a plane?
I was going to ask. I it's not even open. I'm just hungry, and I have a fear
it's
that
still,
I won't be
it's
able
on
to
the
eat.
Plane. You think the plastic bag protects us from the nut?
Is it vacuum sealed, or you packed it yourself? Are you saying it's
Ziploc.
In a Ziploc? Ma'am.
Is it hermetically sealed?
No, it's just in a Ziploc bag.
I have to tell the captain.
It's not double Ziploc'd? And you have nuts on a plane? What kind of nuts? I hope just one.
No, it's several.
Ma'am.
A variety of nuts so everyone
oh my God, is this
will be
the
affected?
Captain? Ma'am, I'm the captain.
Are you
It's come to my attention that you
they
brought...
They have autopilot.
Yeah. I also have a co-pilot.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, you think the co-pilot, because she's a female, is unable to maneuver the jet?
I didn't even know that at all. No, I wasn't saying. I was more saying, like.
Meanwhile, the rest of the passengers, did you hear that? A female is piloting the jet.
A female? I mean, aren't you?
Did she learn in the military? This is crazy.
Back to this conversation. And she shoved the nuts right in my face. After
no.
she belched.
No.
Did you eat nuts in the terminal? Have you had already eaten nuts and belched into the air system?
Did you eat nuts today?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
You stuck nuts in your mouth and ate them.
Yes, I did. I tasted them as I was putting them in the bag. Now we all have it.
Now we all have it.
Now you all have what?
Ma'am.
We're all here on a plane. The air doesn't just... It's all the same air. We're all breathing the same air. Now we've all eaten nuts.
Ma'am, I'm the air marshal. We're going to need you to come to the back of the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
I have some duct tape, too, if you want to use mine, too.
Yes,
I have that really strong silver duct tape.
Ma'am.
What?
Ma'am, we're going to need you to come to the back of the plane.
I got some duct tape, too. I work on a ranch, and I always have duct tape on me if you want to use some of mine.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Actually, we're actually going to try out all the different rolls of duct tape and see which ones.
I have some scotch tape. Would that help?
We never answered the question, is anybody allergic?
Ma'am. First of all, you're interrupting this woman wrapping her Christmas gifts on the plane.
I have a little bit of scotch tape left over if it helps.
You don't need to, not sedate me, but you don't need to pin me down. I asked first. I have other things. I have a whole purse.
Why does it matter if we're allergic or not? That's like saying, does anyone here bleed if bullets enter their body? We don't want a gun on a plane.
What?
Yeah.
We don't want a gun on the plane. It doesn't matter if I bleed.
But an air marshal has a gun, if that's what we're equating it
He's
to.
He's supposed to. And if Mr. Peanut was here, he could have peanuts because that's his job.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Okay. Well, first of all, I mean, have you no awareness of people could have allergies to?
I do. Yes. That's why I asked.
She brought them on.
You know,
remember that guy? Remember, you know, I was on the flight. I was actually on the flight where the guy tried to light his sneakers on fire. Yeah.
But that's so different.
On 9/11? After 9/11?
It was right after 9/11. I wasn't an air marshal at the time. It's what made me want to become an air marshal.
I saw that on the news, and I was inspired. If I hadn't been a rancher for so long, I think I would have been an air marshal, too. I'd love to stop someone trying to light their shoes on fire.
Yeah, I didn't want to join the military. I wanted to be more, in person with the threat, you know?
I don't think people should have shoes on a plane.
Oh, boy. What am I? You got me to the back of the plane. We're all, okay. Seems like a bunch of misfits are.
All right. What is it? What do you got on you?
Just my purse with some snacks. I got some lotion, some hand sanitizer.
Oh, cocoa butter?
Cocoa butter lotion? Yeah, it is cocoa butter.
I think that contains nuts.
You're an animal.
It's coconuts. Just because it has.
Only care about yourself.
Cocoa what? Exactly.
Let's talk some more about that.
That reminds me of the let's go Brandon thing going on. Is that the phrase?
Yeah, what is that? Is that the guy who got he took the gun from the robbers or something?
No, it's a substitution for fuck Joe Biden.
So all the Republicans are, because it started somewhere where someone's getting interviewed and people were chanting behind them. They were saying, fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And the interviewer, I think the interviewer thought they were going, let's go Brandon. Am I interpreting that right, Brett?
Yeah. It was something like that. I thought maybe it was at a sports thing or something, like a football game or something. The crowd was chanting that. And they're going, oh, they're just saying, let's go, Brandon. But then now it's turned into this like right wing meme. And
the guy,
they have hit songs and shit.
The guy who foiled a robbery at the gas station got some medal. And when he got the medal, he was wearing a Let's Go, Brandon shirt. That's what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Well also, a Southwest airline pilot dropped it in at the end of his little takeoff speech.
What?
Get out of here.
So this is the new Baba Booey or whatever. What is it?
Yeah, it's a signifier. It's like the OK sign or whatever they call that.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
I think it's white power.
Yeah. They call that white power.
Yeah.
I hate that because like, well, it's off now, but like, yeah, like, okay. And then it's like, what am I saying? What am I doing? It's like, fuck, people just co-opt shit. And then it's like, well, I didn't mean that, but like.
Because it's a W and then this is supposed to be a P. So it's like WP.
I didn't know the P part. I knew that.
Yeah, that's why. Because that's why they do it. They kind of put their finger down. So it's not really like a O. It's like a P, like a O with a line on it.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I know it's my birthday and everything, but since my name is Brandon, let's just, and everything that's happening right now in society.
Oh, it's a good thing.
No toast. Just no toast. And let's just.
What?
Brandon, it's your birthday.
Not at Brandon, the bar.
That's who you are. Don't let them take that away from you.
Stop. Just don't be positive about me tonight.
We went through it with your mom, Karen. We went through this whole thing. She's such a Karen. I know. It's what
she cannot leave the house now. And I don't want that to happen to me. Karen was so negative.
Karen's were negative. Brandon's pot. Let's go, Brandon. You know, it's usually like, fuck Karen or shut up, Karen.
We like Biden, motherfucker.
What was that?
See?
Yeah, us too. So our friend us too. Loves him.
Yeah. Yay, Biden.
Love Biden. What are you talking about?
I know. Right, I love him. That's why I'm so upset.
Brandon, you've been through a lot this year, man. And I don't want this to negate all the trials and tribulations.
I feel like most days you never use my name when we talk. I haven't used your guy's name once. It's not natural just to say people's
Brandon,
name.
Brandon, you... I love saying, I'm going to celebrate you. I am going to celebrate you, okay? Come on, Brandon. Yeah. I love saying your name because I love you. And this is your birthday.
Everyone's looking at us now. Look.
And you want to
everyone in the bar has stopped talking and
they're looking
at us.
This is my friend. This is my friend's birthday. This is my friend's birthday.
Everybody, let's go, Brandon.
You've never said let's go to me before.
Yeah, but like I'm trying to really get
even
into
mean,
it.
Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, Brandon.
That sounds like I have cancer or something, or I'm about to win a game.
You're winning in life. You're not taking this seriously enough, man. Every day you wake up is a blessing, Brandon.
Or congrats or something. Let's just get it over with and let's just hang, okay? Just give me one toast and let's just get
you can't
this
do
over
congrats.
With. Don't say my name.
All right.
You can't do congrats for a birthday.
Throw out your 30, throw out the 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Throw it up. Don't tell anyone I'm 30.
What? Brandon, throw it up. Come on.
Put that down. I'm not.
All right. Open my gift.
Yeah.
Just open mine.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get off the toast.
Come on. Here we go.
Okay.
Yep.
Ripping it open. Yes. All right.
Yep. A red hat. Red baseball cap just for you. It's a dad hat.
The dad hat for Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Come on, put it on.
Put it on.
You're trying to get me killed. This is what's happening.
It's a red hat. You love red.
You love
everyone red. Knows that.
Oh, put the hat on and open my gift.
Put the hat on.
All right. Maybe this gift will be different.
A pair of New Balance shoes and a jacket with a Target on your back.
What the fuck is going on?
I just want to end with this. There's this football player, Odell Beckham.
Oh, I know him.
One of the greatest wide receivers of all time. But just today, he put out on his Instagram, I guess he hates his quarterback.
Oh,
he's
no.
on the Browns now. Cleveland, Baker Mayfield right? is his quarterback. He put out on Instagram today.
Correction. It was actually Odell Beckham Sr. who posted this.
I don't know who edited this for him. If it was a fan or he had someone do this for him. But he edited together, and I'm reading it. Every missed opportunity, Odell was open. So he did a highlight reel of the entire football season to show his quarterback every time he was wide open that he didn't get passed to.
Yikes.
Can you imagine that? That is so hilarious. This is what he wrote. Generally behind the scene, but not today, meaning I shouldn't be saying this out loud, I guess. Hashtag I'm a father before anything. Hashtag my twin. Hashtag my ace. Hashtag my number one. Hashtag I'm hurt in FR. I don't know what that means.
I'm hurt for real.
Oh, okay. Hashtag playing hurt. Hashtag I hurt for him. Hashtag this really hurts. Hashtag very hurtful. Hashtag disrespectful. Hashtag when I hurt the hurt. I don't know that one. I'm embarrassing myself.
What?
Hashtag I love Cleveland like I love home. Hashtag I love my son, Mo. And I think I'm supposed to read this all together. Hashtag, I love my son, Mo. Hashtag, 7-Eleven. Hashtag, open. Hashtag, 24-7.
Wow.
Hashtag, all love. Hashtag, our heart emoji. Hashtag, Beckham legendary. I wish I had the balls to do hashtags like that. Praying, a guy showing his muscle. A guy with a monocle on, a guy with a white mustache. I love trying to interpret what these emojis are supposed to mean. What's the guy with a monocle supposed to mean? A guy with sunglasses and 100 at OBG. So that's his message.
What?
Wow.
What I love, I think I love it all, but I love all wide receivers. They're like another kind. They're like this whole. They're like a whole different type of person. They're allowed to have out of control egos and kind of almost encouraged to. Whereas if a quarterback has that, it's kind of considered obnoxious, which Mayfield does a little bit. Or really anyone else on the field. I guess the guys who cover the wide receivers can have huge egos too. But that's so crazy to publicly humiliate your quarterback like that.
Yeah, that's not going
to
go well.
Wait, why do they get to have like egos? Or why is it kind of built into the, like, the type of people who generally do that job?
Their catches are usually like... Or a lot of times the catches are like spectacular and like they win the, like In the last moment, the quarterback will throw to them in the end zone and they catch it. And it's like a big deal. Where like other guys, they get the ball too, but it's like 10 yards, 5 yards. It's like you're playing like moment by moment by moment, where the wide receiver is like the grand big catch that like, everyone goes crazy.
I think also like Terrell Owens kind of started that, right? Or like Deion Sanders was a bit like that too, but Terrell Owens kind of set that template of like, you get to be like a rock star.
Or who's the
And Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
But they always team the quarterback and the wide receiver. Like, who's the 49ers one?
Montana and Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, yeah.
But Rice was always like,
he wasn't obnoxious though, was he?
No, he wasn't obnoxious, but when you think of them, like if you even don't know about sports, you know those names because they always put them together. The quarterback and the wide receiver are like,
yeah, it's like the lead guitarist and the singer. It's like Page and Plant. Yeah.
But it is weird, like you can have a super duper running back and they don't act as obnoxious when they make the touchdown. Like T.O. used to, like the great one he did was he had a Sharpie marker, and I forget where he had it. I think he might even had it on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he went autographed the ball and went and handed it to a fan. Isn't that what he did? So he had the whole thing.
Oh, that's confidence.
He had really elaborate celebrations, they're fun to me.
Which was great. And this year they're pushing the other way of like, they're not allowing any kind of taunting and it's too far.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It is.
I played basketball and I would really get into taunting and my dad would encourage it.
Oh yeah. Let me hear about this. Let me hear your worst taunt you can remember.
It would just, oh gosh, now I've talked myself into it. It wouldn't be taunting. It would just like, it would just be like, I would get very aggressive. Like there is a lot of like, oh, sorry's. It would just be a lot of, I can't think of it now. This was in high school, but it would just be a lot of like, if I'm on that bench, you better believe I'm looking at the other bench. I'm cheering just as loud. I'm calling out numbers. I guess there wasn't any.
Sydney
like,
has done the soccer, cut like the anything. Cutthroat. She did this motion, which you get a technical for in the NBA. The cutthroat motion
well, from the bench or in the game.
She also did this where you point to your own eyes with two fingers and then you point to their eyes and then you point back to yours. What?
Like mafia gestures.
Yeah.
She also did. I was like, where are you picking this up? She did when she took a free throw once. She put her finger in her mouth and put it up in the air to measure the wind until we were indoors.
What?
Yeah.
I was like, what were you just doing?
What is she watching?
I know. I was like, where did you get that from?
She's watching a hardcore, like, YouTube NBA spiteful moves or something.
Oh, my God. Okay. We cut to Tony's basketball game and her dad sneaking over to silent Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
hear you.
Be afraid to get out there and you get in their heads. You get in those girls' heads by taunting them. That's how you get in their heads. You take what you think their weakness is and you say it to them and they'll start spinning that around their heads.
Dad, can I just say, we're in high school. There's a lot of things to be in our head about. And it's
just a exactly.
Game.
So you have no excuse. You should be able to come up with 40 things. I know I could think of at least two, and I don't even know these girls.
Dad, I'm not.
I know a few things that set any kid in high school off.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to play college ball. Like and also I want to rely more on my skills.
No. This is to get in the playoffs. Hey, just go up to any of those girls and say, you will never fall in love.
What?
That'll get them in their head.
Dad.
You will never fall in love.
Okay,
play ball.
Pass.
You'll never fall in love.
What'd you say to me?
You'll never fall in love.
I'm in love right now.
Oh, yeah? Are you? Or are you just
being
used?
We've been going out since junior year.
Oh, he's going to get tired of you. Are you dating a gender non-binary man, woman, man? What is it?
Delay a game. Free throws.
What delay game, you get free
about?
Throws?
I'm in love.
Yeah.
Well, love is a man-made construct. Love is a man-made construct.
Yeah. That's my coach.
How could it be one word to describe the feeling I have for my mom? The same feeling I have for a kid? The same
clunk,
feeling
the
I have.
Ball goes off the rim. Damn it. Oh. He's in my head.
Yeah.
Don't listen about love. Love isn't part of sports. Don't let him get in your heads. This is a time outside of life where we don't think about things like love. Compartmentalize love while you're on the free throw line.
Don't think about love. Wow. Psycho much?
Yeah.
Is that guy your dad?
Yeah, you think that guy loves you?
Oh, no. Is that
your dad? That is my dad.
You think your dad loves you?
He does love me.
Yeah.
Because I play basketball.
Because you play basketball and you just missed. And you just missed? Oh.
I'm going to make this one.
You're fully aware that if you stop playing basketball, what he calls love will no longer exist. You know that, right?
But if I win the game, then he'll love me. He'll love me the most.
But how long? But for how long?
Focus. Don't listen to him. Focus. If I get this in, we go.
Love.
To
so many things that I am feeling.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
Bananas.
Country roads, take me home. Balls up in the air. Balls up in the air. It hits the backboard. It hits the rim. It rolls around the rim. No love, no love. Go in, go in. Love isn't important. Go in. It starts to go out.
No,
it hits back in. And there's a blackout in the gymnasium. What?
Oh my, what? What's going on?
What? The lights come on and there's dead teenagers all over the basketball court and there's blood everywhere. Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Oh, what happened? And we see one kid who won't stop eating.
Jesus.
Why are you eating? There's dead teens everywhere.
Does that have nuts in it?
And scene, humans. This has been Improv for Humans. Tony, would you like to plug something? Where can I find you on the internet to compliment you?
That's so sweet. Nothing as of right now, but thank you. No.
You're not on social media to be complimented.
I am not on social media to be complimented, but that's so sweet. That's for right now. That's just for right now. Yeah, I used to be on Instagram and absolutely love it. I'll be back again. It's just for right now.
Shout it out your window.
Don't worry,
folks, because you're not going to take it. Cypher Sounds, you're doing stand up. You can be seen at the Comedy Cellar.
Man, actually, the best place to find all the things going on with me is Instagram. So I'd appreciate a follow at Cypher Sounds. It's a weird name. C-I-P-H-A. Cypher and then the word sounds. And it's pronounced Cypher. Lazy E-R, not strong A. Because a lot of white girls love Cypher. Cypher. Just lazy E-R. Just Cypher.
Cypher.
Yeah, okay. Cypher.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm at the Comedy Cellar most nights. But I will say, I appreciate you having me here because I miss improv immensely.
Yeah, I guess I do it once a week on here, but live improv is rough out there. So, Brett, speaking of it being rough in the venues out there, the National Independent Venue Association.
Uh-oh.
Save our hashtag, as Odell Beckham would put, hashtag save our stages.
Please.
Hurting for real.
So hurting for real. Dude, every week you think the pandemic's like it's turning for the better, but every week someone I follow is canceling a tour.
Yeah. It's getting back to that again.
Every fucking week. So it's a bummer, and that affects them, that affects the venues, and the National Independent Venue Association is there for the venues. We have a record that supports that association. You can find that record by going to mattbesser.com to pre-order it. It's also being sold at Newberry Records, but it's green vinyl, a recording of 10 artists that have been on our show, musicians that we love, like Dan Deacon and Dawes. Who else is on there, Brett?
Ordinary Elephant, The Family Crest. That performance was beautiful. One of the all-time best.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So to support that, and green vinyl, so sweet. I can't wait to get it, Brett. I can't tell
Me
you.
Me neither. Yeah, it's like a mantelpiece. I just want to look at it.
This is what I do now. I leave my colored vinyl out on the turntable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're displaying it.
Totally.
That's called flexing.
I didn't used to leave my vinyl out, Tony, because it gets dust on it. But now you're like, who's going to see my marble-colored Damned album if I don't leave it out?
My dumb family? No way. Gotta leave
it out.
Also,
just get one of those velvet brushes. The dust comes right off.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah. You're fine.
Velvet brushes. Get the Matt Besser velvet brush. I'm selling it. MattBesser.com. Velvet brush. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code ESTATES for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.